We gathered that opinion just yesterday because in our editorial meeting, we thought, let's go out and hear what people are saying about the state of the economy. It's the subject at the president's news conference leading off today, and we're joined by NPR's Brian Naylor. Brian, we heard Mr. Bush stop short of saying we are in a recession. This is the message he's sending to Congress.
Right. He's saying, you know, things are slowed down, but we're not in a recession. What he seemed to be saying to Congress was to, you know, put the brakes on a little bit. There's been talk over here. I'm at the Capitol, and there's been talk over here about another stimulus bill. Democrats are talking about any number of things that they would like to do, including some provisions that would help homeowners facing foreclosure, measures to help home builders. Who are very much hurt by the housing crisis. And while the president says some of those things are okay, he's basically saying, let's not get carried away. Let's see if the first stimulus package is going to work. He mentioned that checks will be going out in the second week of May. If you sign up, I guess, for electronic deposits, you'll get your money the week before that. Let's see what happens with that, the president said to Congress, and let's not get carried away and do too much too soon. The other thing he does want Congress to do is to pass his make his tax cuts permanent. They expire at 2010. That's something that's not going to happen with the Democrats in control.
I did hear a more conciliatory tone. I heard Mr. Bush saying, hey, this economic stimulus package that's gone through, it's a demonstration that the White House and the Congress and the Democrats and the Republicans really can work together when we need to get something done. And this is kind of good for everybody, he did. He actually seemed to be in a cheerful mood with Congress.
Well, he did, you know, but this, I should say, you know, this is the only example in recent history between Congress and the White House that they're actually able to agree on something and to move it through the legislative process and onto his desk fairly rapidly. There are a lot, most other issues, they're at odds on everything from Iraq to you know, this FISA proposal, which the president talked a lot about today.
He did. Went right on to say, if only we could get this kind of agreement on the foreign intelligence bill. Already passed by the Senate, this bill would continue to allow government wiretapping of suspected terrorists, grant legal immunity, very importantly, to phone companies that have cooperated with warrantless wiretapping in the past. This is something the president has been talking about for weeks now. What's going on here?
Well, he's just trying to keep the pressure on the Democratic leaders to get the bill that he wants. He wants the Senate bill. The Senate bill not only renews the FISA program that allows for the warrantless wiretaps and eavesdropping on emails, but it also gives phone companies immunity, which in the past the phone companies gave information to the government, allegedly, after the 9/11 attacks. They're facing several lawsuits, civil lawsuits, charging they did this improperly. The president is saying, unless we give the phone companies immunity, they're not going to cooperate with us in the future. The Democrats are saying the president is playing politics with the intelligence community, and they're really at odds. Now, just earlier this morning, the House Majority Leader, Steny Hoyer, said that the House is going to take up another FISA bill next week. It's not clear exactly what's going to be in it yet, and I think they're still trying to figure out a way out of this cul-de-sac they find themselves in.
NPR's Brian Naylor. Brian, thanks so much.
All right, Alex. Thanks.